You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
23 minutes to 10 o'clock. A message for our beloved Honorable Ustad. I am Mr. Mandla, Mr. Hussein. Kindly, are there any real Christians or pastors or priests who join Islam and testify that they found true religion and peace? I am Mrs. Mandla, Ustad.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Mandla. We are very honored that you are listening to us. I think you're listening on Radio Al-Ansar. May Almighty Allah bless you, guide you, my honorable sister and mother. If you want, then my sister, you should go to chapter 5 of the Noble Quran and verse 83. I repeat, chapter 5, verse 83. And this incident took place, my sister, in Africa, in Ethiopia. You see, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, his Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place in Makkah Mukarrama. Then for 40 years, he was with the people. They loved the messenger because of his sublime character, honesty. At the age of 40, he received revelation, and then the revolution started. Now majority, 90-95% of the people opposed the messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, remember, after 5 years or so, we find that the first migration took place from Makkah Mukarrama, that's in Saudi Arabia currently, and remember to Habasha, Ethiopia, Africa, and then there they interacted with Negus, Najashi, and he was a Christian. And then, you know, it's a long story, but I'll just summarize it for you. So then the people, the polytheists, the people from Makkah came and they said, these are our slaves, they ran away. But he did not believe them. So he asked the Muslims, he gave them asylum and amnesty. He said, what is your message? So Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who read a passage of the Noble Quran, Surah Maryam, the chapter dedicated to Mary, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu. Her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. One entire chapter, chapter 19, is dedicated to her. And Nabi Isa, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, his Mubarak, blessed name, is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. So he, Ja'far radiallahu anhu, started reading Surah Maryam. And he, Negus, Najashi radiallahu anhu, and his entourage were listening. Chapter 5, verse number 83. Mrs. Mandla, I want you to listen attentively now, please. I know you're listening, but I want more attention. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. When they heard what was revealed to the messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they started crying and weeping. Their eyes were filled with tears. There and then, my sister, in Ethiopia, in the heart of Africa, they said, Rabbana amanna faktubana ma shahideen. Ya Allah, we bring faith. We are Muslims. And you record us amongst those who gave testimony. We believe in your oneness and uniqueness. We believe in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He was, he is, he will always be the final messenger. So this is in Quran chapter 5 verse 83. If you speak of nowadays, my sister, Mrs. Mandla, you, I don't know if you know German. Even I don't know German. When I was in Europe, a person, you know who's the Pope now, right? He's Pope Francis. Who was the Pope before him, Mrs. Mandla? Pope Benedict. Do you know that Pope Benedict resigned, the first pope to resign in 600 years, 650 years? Did you ever ponder why did he resign? Pope Benedict spoke something in German, and when I was there in Zurich and in Germany and these places in Munich and where, so the person brought me that clip. So I said, they translate for me. Then I was still not 100%. Then I went to a person whose mother tongue was German. I said, you translate for me. And he said, yes, this is the translation. So Pope Benedict, Mrs. Mandla, was speaking in his, you know, office. And his bishops, cardinals, whatever you want to call, were there. So he made a confession. He said, you know, this Christianity we are following, they are following, is not the real true religion, but Islam is the true religion. So what did the Pope and what did the Christian Church and the Catholic Church do? They put him under house arrest and they said, you better resign. You're going to cause big problems here for us. So that is how he resigned, his name Pope Benedict, and that's how Pope Francis then came on the scene. This is in front of you, Mrs. Mandla. So remember, we can give you not 100 examples where Jews, where Christians embrace Islam and so forth, and you must remember that till today they are Muslims and so forth. So you see, I told you about the BBC. So you go to the documentaries, podcast of BBC, the rise of the crescent, meaning Islam, and the decline and the fall of the cross, meaning Christianity. So there I gave it to you. You can Google it also, and you will see Pope Benedict and so forth. So they want to now conceal all these things here. And this Pope here, your Pope Francis, he seems to be a bit of a character guy, you know. So when they looked at his website, then they found he was checking some things out, you know. He was checking the woman and were naked and were not dressed properly and some of them. So they asked him, what's all this? He said, no, somebody hacked my computer or my website and so forth. So you see, celibacy is something unnatural. So even you have a hot Pope, but when I invited the Pope, I say, we invite you to Islam. So then the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. So you must remember, sister, we're inviting you also, Ameen, and the entire human race to Islam. All for Islam and Islam for all. That is our message.
Subhanallah, I hope that answers your question, Mrs. Manja. Ustad, this one said, I have a will from the Jamiat in KZN, Ustad. Jamiat KZN. But I just put my signature. Will it be fine, Ustad?
Yes, 100%. But just watch out one thing. Because you are married, I assume and presume, so you must see what is your matrimonial regime. If you are married, if you have registered ANC, nothing to do with a political party, ANC, anti-nuptial contract, excluding, without the accrual system, that's fine. And you sign that will of the Jamiat KZN. When Maulana Ahmad Mohammadi and them sent it to me, I sent it out on all my groups and I sent it out on my Telegram account and so forth. Any one of you, you want to join our groups, you want everyday messages from us, so remember, you just send me a WhatsApp. Don't phone, just send a message, 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. Daily we get people joining in the group. Alhamdulillah, yala zalik. And I told you, for Darul Iman, remember, don't phone. That you just WhatsApp 084-786-3130. And remember, you send your name, you send your email or your cell number, your telephone details, and the province or the city, country where you're living in. And that's all we require. And Hafiz Muhammad Basra, mashallah, he's the young man in charge. So he's very energetic, and we are building the database, alhamdulillah.
So, sir, is there any specific book where it has the masail regarding Hayd in the Shafi Madhab? Ustad, please advise.
You must remember, according to the Hanafis, you will find Behesti Zaver, and that is very, very famous, and it's translated in English and many languages. For the Shafi'is, you must remember that they have several books, and if you study Allama Nawawi, A'alam bi Madhabi Shafi'iyya, Allama Nawawi, after Imam Shafi, was the greatest scholar of the Fiqh Shafi. Now, I don't know if you know Arabic, but I have all those books, and Al-Majmu of Nawawi, he wrote 100 pages, I think, or more than 100 pages, just on Kitabul Hayz and so forth. If you take all this here, because some masail, some laws are very, very complex and complicated. Anyway, you want in English, I have one book here, I don't know if you'll find it in South Africa. It's called Fathuddayan. Fathuddayan. I found that to be a very easy book in the English language, and you must remember the person wrote it for the Indians there in India, who live, you know, there by the ocean and by the shore. So they are Shafi scholars and so Shafi people. So the title of the book, Fathuddayan, in English for the Shafi school, and there you will find all the basic masail. Otherwise, in Arabic, you get so many books. You must remember Fathul Qarib, Anwarul Masalik, Minhajul Talibin. So many books, Allama Nawawi's books and so forth. So you can read all that or the translation of it.
Somebody says, Ustad, I am a revert and I'm listening to your program this evening. Is it necessary to change my name? I have an unusual and unique name and I want to keep it. My name is Tuesday. And she's got there, I'm a female, Ustad.
So your name is Tuesday, maybe you were born on a Tuesday, and you must remember, therefore, your beloved parents said that, you know, we keep your name Tuesday. You know, among us Muslims, you will find some people, their name is Jumu'ah. So are you asking, why Jumu'ah? So Jumu'ah means Friday. He said, no, I was born on a Friday. So my father said, you see, in this month, Rajab. So some people were born in Rajab, so the father kept that name. Now what we have to do, like Friday, this past Friday, one person embraced Islam, he became Muslim and me just before the Jew Friday prayer. So his name, I asked him, he said Jerry. So I said that which name you comfortable with? I showed him few names and gave him. He said, I like Yusuf. So we changed it from Jerry to Yusuf and he was elated and delighted and so forth. So I don't know, my sister, that you'll have to go into the philology, into the history of the word Tuesday. If Tuesday represents an idol, like January, February, then you can't keep that name. But you have to go into the history and philology of it. But if it has some good meaning, like wisdom or bravery or something, so then you can maintain it, is no problem. We have to go look at the origin and the philology of the name Tuesday, and then in that way there, if the good connotation, then fine, you keep it. And it has a bad connotation, something to do with idols or Satan or something like that, then you change it. Why you have to change it? Innakum tud'una yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. The Prophet of Islam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, you will be called on the day of justice, the day of judgment, by your name and your father's name. Hence, you choose good names. My name, Abdul Qadir, the son of Ismail, Arafat, the son of Ibrahim. So that is how Islam works, the hadith in Abu Dawood. So I can't tell you exactly whether Tuesday, because we have to study the philology and the origin of the name Tuesday.
Let's go to Johannesburg. It says, this is from an anonymous revert. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear Mufti Saab. Please enlighten us about the messages going around about the sellouts that are infecting and contaminating the Muslim Ummah. Ustad, from anonymous revert.
So you must remember that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked a question, do you know this person? That person said yes. So that Sayyidina Umar asked him three questions. Did you live with him? He said no. He said, did you travel with him? He said no. And then he asked, did you do business with him? He said no. He said, if you did not do these three things, you don't know that person. So any person, whether he's a Maulana, he's a Mufti, he's an Imam, a Sheikh, whatever, once you must remember by proof, you can prove it, that they are guilty, you must remember, of fraud, embezzlement, and so forth, and so on. So remember, leave me and you. Quran Sharif is telling us, chapter 83, وَيْلُلْ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Woe and destruction and Jahannam for the people who are committing fraud, and so forth, and so on. You see, Almighty Allah has a system. We human beings, we do some unda danda. That is our vernacular languages. So people do crooked deals, you know. They got away. Then again, second time, then third time. So Almighty Allah gives you rope. But then, that Almighty Allah then exposes people and disgraces people. And once Almighty Allah disgraces people, today, I was, you know, I want to read 2 rakat salat to shukr. I mean, maybe I read also. Yes, I read after Maghrib. You know, there was a president or prime minister, whatever, President Sarkozy in France. You know how much trouble he gave the Muslims when he was the president, Sarkozy? So today, Remember that he did pass the judgment verdict against him. 3 years in prison, 1 year prison, 2 years suspended. So that is what we call divine justice. You wanted to cause harm to Islam, to the Muslims. Today you're one of the most humiliated people in the world. So Allah ki yaha, te Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. It gives human being chance. Repent. Don't sell the deen of Allah. Don't play with the deen of Allah. Don't go to court and close the masajid and so forth. Otherwise, Surah 2, verse 114, must happen. Lahum fid dunya khidyu wa lahum fil akhirati adabun azim. For them in this worldly life, there will be disgrace and humiliation. And in the year after, there will be a horrible, terrible punishment. Therefore, I say, we all are weak. We all are sinners. Remember, but once you start justifying the wrong and you start saying that no, we're doing right, then you're going straight into Hizbu Shaitan. You're following the path of Shaitan. He justified his stance and then he defied Almighty Allah due to his arrogance and pride. And that is what we are seeing today. How many a king, how many a ruler, how many a leader is humiliated today? Because you must remember, they thought they can get away with their money or their contacts and so forth. How many people gave Trump money and so forth? They thought Trump was the Trump card. Trump is out, his history. So finish, more and more humiliation and disgrace. So that is what we must learn. Make peace with all, make the Allah, practice on Islam, cry to Allah, wabki ala khati'atik, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith. Cry, we all are sinners. Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. Never justify the wrong we are doing. Then Allah will elevate us.
Somebody says, Ustad, when Isa alayhi salam returns, what will his response be towards Christianity? And the Christians, as we know, he never preached what they are practicing. Ustad.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will send Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, and the second coming of Jesus. This is the chronological table, the sequence of events. That Mahdi will be already in existence, and he will come to bring about unity in the rank and file of the Muslims. Thereafter, in Damascus, Jesus will descend, and thereafter, you must remember, between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, in a place called Babul Lud. So there, even today you will find that place is there. We saw it ourselves, L-O-D, we say Lud. There Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, will kill him, and that is Dajjal, the Antichrist, and dispatch him to Jahannam. There will be peace and so forth. But then another trial will come, Ya'juj, Ma'juj, Gog and Magog. And then they will be killing people left, right and center. They will be so crazy. They will shoot their arrows towards the heavens and skies. They say, Katalna man fil ard, we kill everybody on this earth. Now let us kill the one in the skies. So Allah is putting them through a test. When that arrow returns, it will be filled with blood and bloodstains. They will say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. We kill the one in the skies also, Allah forbid. Jesus and peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and his followers, they will go to Tur Sinin, Mount Sinai. There Allah will give them sanctuary. Therefore I went to climb right on top in the apex and summit. It is so important. Nabi Musa alayhi salam went there. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will go there and so forth. So remember all that will happen. Then he, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, will cry to Allah, Ya Allah, now we need some people are cannot tolerate it here. So Allah will send a sickness here on their necks. They will have like a boil and a sore, and then they will die, Gog and Magog, and thereafter they will descend, but there will be stench everywhere, horrible odor. He, Nabi Isa, Jesus, will beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, the stench is so much. The rain will come, wind will come, and so forth. It will be flung into the ocean. Then again, peace and so forth. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come to Medina Munawwara. He'll be married. He'll have two sons. Then in the ending, he will pass away a natural death. And remember, be buried right next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, to answer your question, What will be the interaction of Jesus, peace be upon him, vis-a-vis with the Christians, vis-a-vis with the Jews? I want all of you to read Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 159. Chapter 4, verse 159. وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ. And they will not be the people of the book, the Jews and Christians, but they will surely bring iman, faith on Jesus. That Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, Jew, Christian, so they all, or majority of them, will accept Jesus, will embrace Islam, qabla mawtihi Isa, before the demise of Jesus, peace be upon them. And if they don't accept, then there'll be war against them. So that is what will happen, and that is one of the wisdom we call ibtalu aqeedah til Yahud wa Nasara. There are many rationales and reason and wisdom for the second coming of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, but one of the multi reasons will be to highlight to the Jews and Christians, your so-called Judaism, your so-called Christianity is batil, is false. It is in your own interest that now embrace the true message, and that is the message of Islam. So you must remember, there's a lady, Allah just put in my mind now. So you must remember, she even, you understand, she white lady, she went for an operation and to make her skin dark. She wanted to see how a black is treated in America many, many years ago. And she wrote a book, Forcing God's Hand, against the Zionist regime and so forth, the Jews and so forth, and Israel. So the title of the book which I have, Forcing God's Hand. So how that today the Jews are manipulating the Christians and telling them, join us, and then you will see we will rule the world. So all these people, if they're alive at that time, all of them, or majority of them, they will then embrace Islam, or otherwise they will face war, and then they will be decimated, destroyed. So chapter number 4, chapter Surah Nisa, verse 159.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. I see we've got another listener. He says, hi guys, I'm Jude, and I would like to have tonight's program, if that's possible. I'm 47 years old. Sister Jude, Ustad.
Why not, my sister Jude? Any program of ours you want, you just send me the message now, 071-888-1184, and then we will send you the podcast. It will be in 4 parts. My brother Lucolo is waiting for 10 o'clock, 10:05, and then he will be busy preparing the podcast. Any one of you want all our programs, we send them out on the various groups. If you want, we will add you to our groups, and whatever we send out in your leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, you listen to it in your time, no problem. So welcome, you just send us a message and we will send it to you. We got nothing to hide, we are transparent. We want you to understand Islam first, study Islam, and then embrace Islam. In that lies my salvation, your salvation, and therefore we say Islam for all and all for Islam.
I see the mother says here, anonymous mother says, dear Mufti Sahab, my son is 11 years old, his name is Zubair. He says he likes Maulana Arafat, he wants to be like Maulana, but how come Maulana is not like you, Mufti Sahab? Maulana Arafat is not a Mufti Ustad.
Arafat is young, he will become the big Mufti afterwards. You must remember, Maulana Arafat is 25 years younger than me.
Little Zubair. So
little Zubair, you will become Hafiz, you will become Qari Sahab, you will become Hafiz Sahab, you will become Maulana Sahab, Mufti Sahab, Qazi Sahab, lot of Sahab, inshallah. Zubair, mashallah. You know the meaning of Zubair? So Zubair means the lion, mashallah. So you're going to be a brave soldier of Islam, inshallah.
Ameen.
Abdullah bin Zubair, awwalu man wulida fil Madina, subhanallah, the first child to be born in Medina to the Muhajirin and migrants. So his son's name Abdullah, father's name Zubair, mother's name Asma. So that is what you must learn, my brother Zubair, okay? Inshallah, we make dua for you and your beloved parents.
Final question, Durban says, Mufti Sahab, please give us some hope about the Medina and Makkah. When are they opening? Could you please ask TTW, Ustad?
TTW also are making dua. You know the agents, how much money they already losing. It's going in millions and millions of rains. You must remember, this is their peak season. Now Ramadan, how many thousand hajis, how many thousand people supposed to go for Umrah? How many thousand people supposed to go for Hajj? All the bookings, everything. So Allah alone knows. So but me and you must never lose hope. We read and perform 2 rakat salah daily, and we say surah and read surah chapter. Surah means chapter. Surah 2 verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you show us the places of Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, and the places of Hajj, the pilgrimage. Ya Allah, we are sinners. We admit, we confess. There's no mitigating circumstances. Wa tub alayna, forgive us, O Allah. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Verily, O Allah, you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. So in that way there, inshallah, Almighty Allah opens the Haramain Sharifain. Take lesson from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They migrated. 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 6 years pass. They came right till the Haram, just by the border. They in Hudaybiyah. And then the non-Muslim said, no, you can't perform Umrah. And then they had to go back. It was the 6th year, Zulqa'dah. In the 7th year, they came back in Zulqa'dah, 1400, 1500, in the state of Ihram, and performed the Umratul Qadha. So sometimes you must remember, Allah ki bed, Allah ta'ala hi jante. The secrets, only Almighty Allah knows. Me and you cannot, with our puny little brains, understand the wisdom of Almighty Allah. We did not make Qadr and appreciate the Haramain Sharifain. So Almighty Allah is depriving us. So that's also one way of looking at it. But inshallah, we must place our hopes and conviction in Almighty Allah alone. Remember that, inshallah. Okay, quickly, before we terminate, again, I just give you the numbers. If you want to send a WhatsApp to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for tomorrow, for example, Mauna Arafat, Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain, they will be starting 4 o'clock. Almighty Allah reward them and their families. 4:55, that is 5 minutes before 5, I will come down. Then around 5:05, the Q&A will start in the morning. So right till 5:25, 5:27 or so. Anyway, so you want questions? So you send the question to the WhatsApp number on Markaz Sahaba 084-786-3132. You want to join the Darul Iman team? Then you send a WhatsApp. Don't phone, just send a WhatsApp. And the brother in charge is Hafiz Muhammad Basa, 084-786-3130. We need your name, we need your province or your town or city, then either your email or either your cell phone number. So that's all we need, and for our database. And inshallah, the podcast you will receive, inshallah, our brother Lukolo, he will start now, and then in 45 minutes or so, we will send it out. Mauna Arafat will send it out. Anybody wants the podcast, contact me, send me WhatsApp, 071-888-1184. Inshallah, we terminate the program with Hafiz Yusuf Kala while praising Allah Jalla Wala, and thereafter Maulana Salim Dorat of UK Leicester with Hasad and Jealousy in the Urdu language. So make dua for us and the Ummah at large. We say Jazakallah Khair to Maulana Arafat and to the engineers Lukolo, Yusuf Asmal, and our brother in Durban. May Almighty Allah accept us all. Jazakallah Khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And to the listeners, to the non-Muslim listeners who love listening to Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. Judy, that's a new listener we had this evening, subhanallah. But nevertheless, you heard our beloved Ustad mentioning about Darul Iman, capital E, 084-786-3130. That's Darul Iman. Well, 3132, that's Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and 3130, the voice of the voiceless. Subhanallah, I like that. I like that. Up next, the Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Kala, mashallah, he's going to be reciting that the Naat, I think it's Dil Til Badal, am I right to say, Til Badal Day. Thereafter will be the Urdu lecture by Hazrat Maulana Salim Dora Damat Barakatuhum from UK, and the topic will be Hasad, jealousy. See you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. From myself and all of you out there, Allahumma hadina wa hadibina wa hadina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.